Backseat Producers, episode number 72, Animal House. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Tony.
And this is Adam.
And I started us off kind of quick.
Yeah.
It was like we're about to cover the greatest movie ever made, Animal House.
It's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement.
And I disagree.
I say it with as much seriousness as the movie.
I was going to say. So absolutely none.
Absolutely none. However, I do enjoy the movie.
It is a good movie. I enjoy it.
I gotta launch right into it.
Go for it.
I don't get the hype.
Really?
Yeah, I was waiting for it to get hysterical. Never.
You know what?
Happened.
This movie is the precursor to so many movies that are out now.
Oh yeah.
And that's the problem.
It's historical comedy.
Yeah.
It's the foundation for a lot of other jokes that have been made. Like I can even see some of the scenes, like, I can't even come up with a good one, but like the devil on the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
Was that the first time that was done?
It's not the first time it was done, but it's the first time it was probably done in the context of a college humor movie.
You mean a date rape scene?
Well, yeah, yes. There's that.
And I can see how when the movie came out, that would be very risque and like shocking, but eh.
The movie also has a nostalgia factor that we probably don't understand. It came out in like 1980 or 1981, and it's about the 60s. So when people were going to see it, they probably were remembering their high school days.
Also, 1978.
Okay. So people in their 30s and 40s could enjoy it because they graduated in like, you know, 62, 63.
Yeah, I mean, this is comparable to seeing a movie in the 90s based in the 80s.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got that kind of same kind of feel to it.
Right. So, I just think it's funny. I mean, maybe it's because
I've seen it so many
times over the years, I've just become
This should go without saying we're talking about a 30-year-old movie.
Yeah.
There's not really, and a comedy. There's not really going to be any spoilers. And the jokes in this have been played over and over and for a long time.
Like every movie about college ever follows almost this exact same formula.
Sure.
I think it's become immortalized because John Belushi died, and so on top of it being very popular, it's kind of his flagship movie, you know.
Yeah, one of them.
You know, he wasn't in...
Well, yeah, but to say Blues Brothers was probably bigger.
Blues Brothers, and was he in anything else prior to
1941.
Okay. He was going to be in Ghostbusters.
He was. That's true. You know?
That's why Slimer's in it. Slimer's the ghost of John Belushi.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you would listen to that episode, you'd know that.
I would listen to that episode, but I've never seen Ghostbusters. So
there you go.
And I have a reason to. You see the ghost of John Belushi.
That's right.
Most people think I haven't listened to our back catalog because I'm lazy. Oh, no. I just don't watch that many movies.
Especially not the wild variety of movies that we do.
That decade is a little light on me having seen the films.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the character that, who was it? Was it Niedermeyer?
Mm-hmm. I remember the name.
Was that the guy? That was the guy that was like the drill sergeant, I think, if I'm remembering
right.
Man,
I can't remember.
I believe it is. He did that same character. exactly.
Nice.
In a Twisted Sister video.
Really?
Down to like repeating lines.
Wow.
It's like, you're all worthless and weak, and is that a Twisted Sister pin on your school uniform? I mean, it was like, I mean, just completely just cribbing right. exactly what he said for a Twisted Sister video, which is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it was very culturally relevant at the time. Everyone loved that movie, you know. I think the real gift of the movie is the Otter character. I think Otter is still the best college character in a movie, in my opinion. Because he, unlike most of the other ridiculous characters in college movies, is a gentleman. I mean, he's like this kind of crazy gentleman.
Well, let's not get carried away.
He's not a gentleman.
No, he's not.
But he plays one.
he's
good at it.
He's playing Eddie Haskell is what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. But in a rated R film.
Yeah. So, you can see Eddie Haskell going there when he's in college and being that guy.
Right. I mean, I didn't mean to say
you get that reference.
He was gentlemanly at
no,
all.
No, I don't, but I'll just... You know, my move is that I laugh and I nod, and then you guys assume that I do.
See,
unless
I knew
you
it.
Ask.
I'm learning.
Well, now I got to frown and look angry. Yeah. Throw you off.
He looks very angry. Right
I
got to
work on my poker face.
There you go.
Yeah, I got pointy eyebrows.
So, I suppose we should talk about.
What
the plot of the movie is. The thin plot that there is.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't talk about the plot at all.
You know, we actually got criticized for not talking about the plot of one of the movies that we
Which
reviewed.
Which movie was that?
It was a couple episodes ago.
I don't remember what we did last week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I remember what we did
last
week.
It was Dark Knight, because we did it three friggin' times. Oh, I did it three friggin' times in a row.
3 days in a row.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man. We didn't go over the plot in The Dark Knight? Sure we did.
No.
We did go over the plot in The Dark Knight. No, for some reason... Oh, it was Blazing Saddles.
Oh, what plot?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's so hard to
do a plot of comedy, though, because it's like... Most of the comedies are just...
It's situational.
Vehicles to get the situation.
You set up the situation and basically say laughs ensue.
Yeah.
Until the end. Hijinks. Woo!
Basically, here's the plot of this movie. A bunch of guys try to get away with as much as they can and get as many women as they can in a fraternity until the school tries to close them down. And then once the school tries to close them down, they take a road trip.
And then they fight back.
And then they
fight back.
They use the road trip as a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
The road trip was hilarious.
Why they took a road trip when they did is just like, what?
It's crazy. It's like, we're shut down. What do we do? Road trip.
Yeah, that was funny. It almost seemed like they finished filming and then they're like, oh,
we need
like 15 minutes more film. So they're like, oh, we blew all our prop budget. Let's just go to a college and drive around. All right, see ya.
There's a scene where, one of the road trip things is the best one, because the most clever trick, I think, is Otter
worming his way into a date,
getting dates for everyone based on his so-called
fiance. Did you get dates for
my friends? That was funny. All right, I'll give you that. That was hilarious.
And then I also I don't know if it's before or after the road trip, but he gives the speech about, you know, this isn't about whether we did or did not take liberties with ladies and abuse the privileges, you know, bestowed upon us. We did do all that. But are you questioning the entire fraternity system? And then vicariously, are you questioning the school system? And thus, are you questioning the United States of America? Well, my friends, I will not have you tarnish this country's fine reputation. And then they march out. I just think it's great.
I think talking about it is funnier than actually having seen it.
Well, maybe that's true. I don't know.
It very well could be. One of my favorite scenes is is Bluto when he's on the ladder.
Yeah.
And the girls are topless, having a pillow fight, standing there, completely topless, having a pillow fight. It's like, this is the most ridiculous thing.
My favorite about that is that he's so up against the window that
it's just obvious. Yeah.
And
he
then,
should be
and
obvious.
Then the one chick walks into the next room, clank! Clank! And he moves the ladder, boom! Boom!
Yeah.
I like how that, I like how that's not precipitated by anything. It's just
random.
It's
just there. Most of the stuff in the movie is random. That's kind of what's so great about it. I mean, there's the thing with he's like freaking out because they drop all the beer. Yeah. And then Otter gets out of the car like a freaking hero, and he throws him a bottle of Jack, and he drinks the whole thing. Like, thanks, I needed that. It's just like completely random.
One of the the same thing when they're at the party, the first night at the party, and there's the guy sitting on the stairs playing this guitar. If my love had a cherry, he just walked out, grabs it, bam, busts it against the wall and hands it back to him.
Which it kind of brings up a good point of what you were saying. Like, that's a scene in Scrubs. You know, there's an episode in Scrubs where it takes the guitar, like it's played for
hours. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, pretty much every single thing they did in that movie, which is hilarious, has been played for laughs in something else now, and so it's probably difficult for the
film to really
seem
hard
original
to,
and
it's really hard vibrant. To go back,
yeah,
to that thing. It's going to be the same problem that a lot of movies have as we get farther and farther away from them. Yeah. Star Wars is going to have this problem in 20 more years,
probably.
The stories are already being retold over and over again.
Once the nostalgia factor of a film dies, then either another generation rediscovers it or says, oh, that's been done.
Yeah.
And then it gets forgotten. So it either becomes, like, probably greater than it actually was or underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Animal House rocks. That's all I got to say.
That's all I ever hear some people say.
It's really hard to talk too much more about it. I mean, we could go through, I mean, favorite lines and things like that. The dean is talking to Flounder. Fat, drunk, and stupid's no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that scene. Is that the one where they all failed and he's basically, like, reading them their grades?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. And then he's reading Bluto his grades and
0.0.
Yeah. And then he's got the pencils up his nose or whatever. Yeah, that Dean's in a lot of stuff in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And he plays the same kind of, you know, stuffy...
The man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dean Wormer.
Yeah. So... Oh, that's the great... The first great conquest of Otter is winning over Mrs. Wormer, which is great.
We have a Dean Wormer at our school. Well, that's kind of funny. I'm married to a Mr. Wormer, who's the dean. Yeah.
He's got the cucumber or whatever.
Yeah.
I forget how that goes, but it's funny.
That's hilarious.
This is lame. This is a lame episode.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're the one who wanted to do this movie.
I did, and I don't regret it. But man, this is a lame episode.
So what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about something
else. I don't
know.
We got to bust something out.
All right. When we do our favorite movie episode that you want to do, are we going to do all of our favorite movies again? Because basically, we have talked about everyone's favorite movie more or less in one capacity or another.
Well, you know what we can do? We can do a different twist on it.
Okay.
I mean, we just flat out said favorite movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could do...
we've never done my favorite movie, so...
Oh, best. Wait, I thought we did. I thought we just did that like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I was talking about Shawshank.
Oh.
We can talk about...
that way? If we're going that
best
way...
Best made, we can talk about best written. I mean, we can do different takes on it. So we can always take the, you know...
The best of,
but just kind of take a different twist on it. We can do that.
Okay.
I'm just tossing out ideas. I don't care.
So if we go the Shawshank way, it would be Shawshank and Raging Bull and...
How are you calling that your favorite movie? And like what?
I think that is the best movie ever made.
So you're doing what we think are the best movies ever made, really? So we're doing favorites. I'd like to say Raging Bull, but I also really think that I enjoy probably watching Pat Garrett probably the most.
And you and I have talked about
We've
that.
We've talked about it, yeah.
When we talked about North by Northwest for mine.
Right.
Basically, I just want to talk about Shawshank. I don't really care how we word it or we grouped
it. I just want to make sure that Shawshank's in there somewhere.
Yeah, put it on the table.
You know what? I'm gonna throw one of those AFI top of the list ones just because I truly believe that this is one of the best movies made, and the writing is just so phenomenal.
I hope this shocks me.
Probably not. Casablanca.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Casablanca.
I've got a copy of it.
Where did I hear that they were redoing that?
I mentioned it.
Oh, you said that last week. That's right.
That would be in the interview with T.N. Pip that people may or may not have listened to when they saw that it's
100
billion megabytes and 3 hours long.
Oh, man, that thing was long.
It was long, but it was fun. We had a good time.
So basically, we're not doing Pat Garrett North by Northwest in 8 days a week. Twice.
Yeah, I don't want to do 8 days a week again.
No, we don't need to do that again. I do have a comment, something to that I wanted to bring up. That there was a thread, well, not even a thread, but some comments about some of the reviews we've done and reviews that have been done on the site and such. And the one thing that I want to defend what our idea is of reviews.
What was the comment?
I'm not going to get into that because it's not really that comment. Some of the comments specifically aren't really the point.
Okay.
But there was like negativity about the way some reviews are done.
Just in terms of, you mean the professionalism or the tack we have or
the comments were based on the reviews. And sometimes the reviews, comparing the written reviews versus the reviews we do on the shows. And, you know, quite honestly, we've had written reviews and reviews that are done on the shows. And reviews that are done amongst the three of us sitting at the table or, you know, the six of us or however many people have been on the show before that disagree.
Yes.
And the idea that I always had for the show and the website and everything was that I wanted to get a variety of reviewers. Mm-hmm. And I think we've got that now between Darren's written reviews and the reviews we have that we do on the show.
Yes.
I think we have a nice variety. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives us the opportunity to say, you know, we have at least four people giving reviews regularly. Mm-hmm. And a listener or a reader can say, you know, Anthony is somebody whose reviews are, you know, when he starts talking about comedies, I like the same kind of comedies he does, or I like the same kind of dramas that he does. When Darren's talking about an action movie, I disagree mm-hmm. with his take on certain action movies. Mm-hmm. When Tony's talking about a romance, I can't stand what he's saying. Whatever.
Well, I would have to agree with whoever thinks that.
You're so controversial, Tony.
I am. I'm a tool.
Dr. Captain Mast, corporate tool.
But my idea has always been that hopefully somebody can find
something.
Something. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be a common ground of likes.
Yeah.
If you know, if...
But I mean, even...
I know... I've been reading Darren's reviews between, you know, having worked with him, and he wrote reviews before he ever did them for our website. Mm-hmm. Probably, gosh, for close to at least 5 years now. I mean, it's mm-hmm. got to be pretty close to that. And I know I have a pretty good feel for the kinds of movies that I think he would like and dislike. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you go back and read his reviews, I mean, he's got a couple of, I think almost... probably going on nearly 2 years of reviews now, and you'll he's pretty consistent about his likes and dislikes. There's not a lot of inconsistency in his tastes, and I think the same thing goes for us. You know Anthony, Tony too. You like westerns. You like Martin Scorsese. I mean, you have some tastes that are definitive and
wrong.
Know that.
I've never seen any of these movies. I don't even have a real basis for that.
I like films where the main characters can wipe the floor with anyone on Serenity. That's what I like.
Oh.
That's right, everybody. Bring it.
And you know what? I think at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of assholes on the internet. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's the point.
Well, film is an entirely subjective medium of enjoyment.
It's an art. It's not...
Yeah.
There's no science to it.
No.
I mean, we can all agree if something's really bad.
Sure.
But...
Eight-Legged Freaks was a masterpiece. You made me watch that today.
Yes, I did.
I hate you.
The review on that should be coming very soon. You know, the fact is that we're, you know, some guys who get together once a week, have some drinks, talk about movies. Hopefully we can continue to give away stuff on the internet.
I also think it's important that we have different... I mean, if everyone had the same voice, what would be the point?
You know, a discussion where everybody agrees.
You know what? It would be earlier this episode.
It would be, yeah, where we were like, yeah, Animal House is neat.
No, I just agreed, but... there's nothing to disagree or agree
about.
Your counter-arguments was, well, this scene was hilarious. And I was like, yeah, you're right. That scene was hilarious.
So, yeah.
So, that's the point that I'm making, is that, and I hope that people kind of understand where we're coming from. We're just giving our opinions.
It's an academic community.
Yeah, you know, it is.
A bunch of different individuals coming together with ideas, sharing them across the table. So you can all come away with a richer experience of life.
I do have a PhD in film appreciation.
There you go. See?
There you are.
So if anyone wants to give us any grants, you guys just let us know.
This will be the second podcast in a row, consecutive nights, where I have begged for people to send me money.
Oh, that's all right. I begged in the podcast that Julie and I did for people to send me money for a new laptop. Because I desperately need one.
Sometimes I just walk the streets in my oldest begging pair of clothes, for money. And I just beg people for money anyway.
You make a good living doing that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just walk around with an empty cup of coffee.
Yeah. You know...
Just holding it out to people?
You know what?
At random?
See, it only becomes... I fill it with coffee, but then by the time I'm done walking the street, it's empty. You know, and then on the way back, I just start asking for money. See,
there you go.
Well, you got to pay for the coffee. I mean.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I've hopefully bought myself a cup of coffee, got my cardio in, then I go back to work.
And then you paid for tomorrow's coffee with the money you collected.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Right, so now that we're done with that BS...
I hate business.
Business? What business?
That business.
This show is
business
as far
about how I obtain a cup of coffee every day.
So right.
You know what I think is hilarious? I think that in the discussion about Animal House, we're not actually talking about it, but it's just a whole bunch of random disjointed scenes that mm-hmm. we are talking about.
You know what the problem with Animal House is and our review of it?
Bam, boom, 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 right back on topic. Laser focus.
We are good like that. It's the same thing we did with Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
The yes.
big difference is we don't have eight guys in a really hot room.
No eight guys.
And
you're the only one drinking.
Beer. I mean, that's the problem. You guys aren't drinking.
And it's like... tanned and I'm tired.
Yeah, you guys are wussing out.
It's true.
I still got another 40-minute drive home.
Big wuss right here. Wussing it up. Wuss style.
Wuss face. Hey, did we ever decide on a movie for next week?
Yeah. Did we mention it?
No. What did we decide?
I don't think we mentioned
we're
it.
We're doing Taxi Driver.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. I don't think we ever actually mentioned it on the podcast.
We just had like a 15-20-minute discussion about it. Remember? All right, yep. Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver.
I will endeavor to get that article.
Getting back to Scorsese.
Amen.
I know that's a real stretch for you. You'll muscle your way through it.
I'll have to remember what it was about one of the 150 times I've seen it over the past 10 years.
That's awesome.
It's good to try to see it 15 times a year. No, I'm just kidding.
That's kind of disturbing, actually, more than anything.
I'm going to have to agree with Tony on that one.
You haven't even seen it yet. You don't even know how disturbing it is yet.
You're right.
But, yeah.
Bouncing around to another topic, we're going to Archon.
True.
We got stuff going on Archon.
I can't wait to do
First Archon. Weekend in October. If might as well mention it now, because, I mean... we're a couple months out, but if people are fairly close, there's still time to get tickets. There's still time to
Yeah, you get should come rooms. Up. It's a blast. I hang out. I walk around when I'm not doing a panel or a game show or whatever. I'm usually drinking, and I'm loud, kind of fat. That doesn't really stand out in that crowd. But
I could say, you aren't fat, not in that crowd.
Yeah.
That would be me.
It doesn't really stand out in that crowd.
I
but
win
you know what?
In that respect.
You know what? Send me an email. Let's hook up. I like to drink.
We will be there. It's running Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're pushing to get all of our stuff in Friday and Saturday so we can sleep in on Sunday. But
yeah, I'm not a big Sunday guy.
Sunday at cons are kind of
Yeah, anybody who has panels on a Sunday really doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah,
You're missing the point.
Panels, yeah, the Sunday panels are things like the obligatory Star Wars panel.
No.
You know.
The closing
ceremony. I was on that one year.
Really?
The obligatory Star Wars panel. That was what they called it.
That's no
good. Always goes back to Star Wars.
Always.
No matter where you're at.
You haven't been to Archon yet.
I know, but when you're
somebody Jedi walking around.
You see Jedi who are not in the shape of Jedi walking around.
Wow. Good enough.
I've seen Princess Leia's.
Not in the shape of
Princess Leia's.
In slave girl outfits. It ain't pretty.
No. That was the worst part about Gen Con.
Oh. There were a couple of...
There were some good Leia's.
There were some good Leia's. But
there were some bad Leia's.
There was a lot of bad. There were more bad than good.
Yeah.
What's really funny is when they get the group shots, if you search, you can go out on the internet and find 20 of them at various cons where they get all of the girls who are dressed up like the slave girl Leia to all gather together around those three guys that have made the Jabba the Hutt, the full-size Jabba the Hutt.
Full-size Jabba. Yeah, don't look like
all the slave girls are around that one full size.
I'm laughing with them.
I just laugh towards them.
Yeah.
I laugh in your general vicinity.
All right, I got to put it on the table. I'd pay a hefty sum for a full size Jabba the Hutt. Just putting that on the table.
It'd be cool.
Put that in my basement.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Walks to the Come on.
You have nothing to say, do you?
I've got nothing
We've
to
got
say
him stumped. He's speechless.
The Jabba the Hutt bit. You know, I like Jabba the Hutt.
I can keep going if you want. It only gets worse.
So it's
are you pro Jabba the Hutt in episode 4?
In episode 4?
Where they have that one scene with him in it.
Oh, the new one where they put him in Han.
Where Han steps over him.
He doesn't
seem badly.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to me that he was mobile in any other one. And then they made him mobile. It's like,
Well, he's younger. See.
Yeah, but he's not that much younger than he was in
By
Return
what?
Of the Jedi.
A year or two?
Yeah.
I don't know how much time passes.
Nobody really knows.
Well, Mark Hamill does look aged in the third one compared to the first one.
Well, that's because of his accident.
Yeah, well, he broke his nose. His face got all messed up. But
they had to, like, reattach his face.
That's awesome.
He was in a car accident. Seriously.
Well, I didn't know it was that bad. I thought he
was
broke
in a car accident
nose.
Right before... Empire.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, the beginning of Empire...
Oh, I thought it was after Empire.
Uh-uh.
Empire Returned.
No, that's why his face looks pretty messed up in Empire.
Really?
They explained it away with the back to tank. Because, like, they show him with some some stitching and stuff like that when he's in the back to tank.
Because
like...
he was captured by the...
The Wampa.
Crazy ice creature, yeah.
It's frightening how much of this stuff I know.
Yeah.
I was answering questions of the people in line when we were at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Star Wars ride, and somebody was asking, like a kid was asking his dad questions, and I keep leaning over and giving him the answers.
Nice.
Like, I just
nice.
Know this stuff.
That's awesome. That's why we're the backseat producers.
Yep.
Got expertise on the show.
Speaking of expertise, there's been another challenge thrown, I see.
From who?
Did you not get that email?
Oh, yeah, I got that email.
You got copied
from
on that?
The doctor?
The doctor, the good doctor.
Not Dr. McGillicuddy.
Dr. Luscious.
He's throwing down the gauntlet.
He's throwing down the gauntlet for. Another challenge.
Another movie trivia challenge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Went over well the first time.
Yeah, I mean, we're still getting good comments on it.
Sweet.
The problem is coming up with questions. It's so much work.
Yeah, so if you guys want to throw out some questions, start collecting.
Yeah, I'll start collecting questions. It now. We probably won't do this for a while.
Yeah,
but
it'll be good to start getting a collection.
Give us time to look up the answers.
And if nothing else, we could use them for the game show we're doing at Archon.
Oh yeah, we got to do one of those.
We're doing a game show at Archon. Hopefully, we're going to be doing that Friday night at Archon, so we don't compete with the Masquerade on Saturday night, because if we do, then like three people will show up. The three people that couldn't get into Masquerade will show up.
It makes me feel, but I hate that Masquerade.
I've been once.
Like a dance or something?
No, it's people in costume. Oh. You know those freaks who dress up like my wife? Yeah.
And it's just, what do? They just stand there?
Says the guy who sent out an email today with himself dressed up as Jack Sparrow.
I'm wooing Pip. Come on, get off my ass. You've heard how excited she was when she found out
That's
I had
true.
A full replica of Jack Sparrow costume.
This is true.
No, the Archon Masquerade is actually a big deal in the Masquerade community, because if you're going to do professional Masquerade stuff, like costumes that you make, you have to progress through these stages, and you have to win so many contests at the stage before you can move to the next one. Well, Archon is the journeyman level. So you have to win Archon a couple times before you can move up to the,
The master class.
It's basically like a costume contest.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's costume, Melina does some good work.
It's really? Costume and yeah. they awesome. Do stage work too.
Yeah, she won last year.
That's awesome.
What did they do last year?
Tokyo Mew Mew.
Oh, okay.
And then if we had entered the Jack Sparrow costume that I wore, I think she would have won.
Yeah.
That thing is masterful.
It's a great costume. Did she put it all together?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
It looks professionally done. It really does.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, with the whole working over the summer thing, she doesn't have a lot of time.
Yeah,
but she's planning on doing it.
Because those, I mean, they put a lot of time into those costumes.
Oh my god, the Jack Sparrow one took like 6 months.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous, but it looked real good.
That's awesome.
But there's no way I'm going to enter myself with a masquerade. So
yeah, the masquerade's normally. It's one of those things, you're either really into the masquerade and you go and you enjoy the experience, or...
You're not.
You go start drinking early.
Sweet.
Right here.
Drinking early anyway?
Should be all right. You should be all right.
They open those taps at noon. Sweet. This guy's always first in line.
Yeah, I think I'm planning it so that if they accept our plans, we'll be done with our podcasting workshop by about noon.
I approve.
Take an hour or two and do
a little siesta.
Do our last panel, and hopefully we'll have all three panels done by like Saturday afternoon.
That'd be nice.
Because we've got the... Ideally, if all this works out well, there'll probably be two panels and then the game show Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way of getting around the game show Friday night.
And then our workshop, which hopefully we can get it scheduled for like 2.5 hours so we can give ourselves a little break.
Oh.
And then our last panel. If all goes well, that'll be it. And the rest is playtime.
Sweet.
We have to do some interviews, too. Well, I guess we can. I'm electing to do two of the interviews.
Sure.
So I don't know if you guys want in on that or... I don't even know if you're
going.
So
you get the list.
Interviews how? Like, we interview someone else?
Yeah. We can interview people who are attending the con.
If anybody wants to interview me while I'm there, I'll be out in the courtyard drinking beer. Just show up. If you have a recording device, you're going to have to mark that one explicit. But other than that, whatever you want, just start asking.
He'll tell you.
Well, I have some questions for you, Adam. I want to reserve them for Archon.
Makes me feel uncomfortable that you have to wait until I'm drunk and in front of a mini recorder at a convention to ask me these questions.
Well, we've got the full size recording equipment right now. The only difference is he's not drunk.
I'll be getting my own beers, thank you, Anthony.
Gonna slip you a roofie or something?
I don't know what's gonna get slipped in there. I want to be like Dr. Jones in Temple of Doom.
True. Poison you just drank, Adam. The antidote to the poison you just drank.
Antidote to the poison you just drank. Alright.
This has got to be one of the worst episodes ever.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm tired.
We're going to put out
so much goddamn content in the next friggin' week.
This is true.
Well, this will be like the cap off to... This will get released right in the middle of all the other content.
We've been averaging after this episode, even if this one's short, we'll have averaged probably 2.5 hours of content per show in the last three shows. I mean, we have like 7.5 hours of recording.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that hasn't released yet.
We released the Dark Knight episode today.
Oh, yeah.
That was right. 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Okay.
That was a solid brick, too.
And and that's a solid episode. I mean, you could listen to that one twice just to dig into everything we talked about.
Yeah, because we talked about Dark Knight on podcast, and I was like, this conversation was a lot more geekgasm than it was analysis. And I was actually kind of fine with that, because when we talked about it for 1 hour, it was a solid 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. And then we had our 3.5 hour recording session, which that came down to about 3 hours.
About 3, yeah.
And this one will probably be 40 minutes.
Probably give or take.
So we got about 6 hours of content out there.
Not including all the double trouble stuff we're doing.
All the double trouble stuff too. So.
Oh
yeah.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It's 8 times crazy.
It is gonna be 18 crazy.
This episode will release just before Double Trouble. If you listen to this shortly after it gets released, don't forget on August 8th, 2008, at approximately 8 a.m. Pacific time, get out there, jump on Amazon, purchase T and Pip's new books, Philippa Ballantyne's Digital Magic, and T. Morris's
Billabong Battings in the Case of the Pitcher's Pendant.
Thank you. Getting tired of saying some of this stuff with all these little recordings we're doing. We're really excited for them, and hopefully we can make a really good splash for them and let some more people know about what we're doing, because, you know, we've pimped them so hard.
Don't tease me. I'll go there.
I know you will.
I've already crossed creepy stalker line on the internet. I'll go there.
Yeah, you sent pictures.
That's right.
Unsolicited pictures sent to an author.
She asked.
T didn't.
T asked about the stripper pole.
That's true, he did. He did ask about the stripper pole.
We've already got the promo where, you know...
And the pictures?
Burn
those pictures.
So, I mean, it's all out there.
Yeah.
How much can you really burn once it's on the internet, though?
You can't. That's awesome.
I don't know. Some people just want to see the world burn.
Oh.
Pulling out random quotes from the last week's show.
Exactly. Why so serious, Tony?
Why so serious?
Random death is good.
Random death is good.
That was a random quote from before the episode started.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll cut that out. No, I'll pull that one out. We'll let the people see how you really treat your hoes.
All right, let's go ahead and call this quits, because I think it's probably going to be lame.
Yeah.
Animal House, greatest movie ever. Have a good night.
Sounds like an ending to me.
This is.
See ya.
It's a zit. Get it.